You've done it. You are getting the full Brooke and Jeffrey experience right now with our podcast. I mean, I know you want more. Okay, I'm just telling you. TikTok, YouTube, all the socials.
Yes.
At Brooke and Jeffrey. And let's start the show right now.
Today is a special day that I'm sure none of you are aware of.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready to celebrate, Jeff.
What, is it your birthday again and we forgot?
Well, before I say what it is, I'm just going to go around the room and see if you guys can guess. Alexis, what's special about today?
It's got to be someone's birthday.
There we go. Okay. Got a button over there for you. Brooke, any guesses?
National Wine Day.
Ooh, nice guess.
Thanks. That would be nice, but no. Jose?
I'm going to go with National Follow Jose on Twitch Day.
Everything has to be a shameless plug.
Actually, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But it's also something else. Today's special for everybody on the show because we just hit a new record. And
what?
I'm not sure it's a good one. This will be our 2,500th shock collar question we've ever done.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
100%.
This is what my career's come to.
And I have the numbers here in terms of who's been shocked the most.
Oh my God. Really? We've been keeping track?
We're going to start on the low end. Last place is Alexis. Yeah.
She's the newest. Yay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Definitely makes sense. So she's only been shocked 92 times on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next is myself, because I used to ask the questions back in the day.
Oh yeah. So there's a gap there.
And now I've been shocked 247 times.
Okay.
So it's down to the gruesome twosome.
The gruesome twosome, Brooke and I.
Oh, my God.
Coming in second place
is
our own Jose Bolaños.
Yeah.
Who's been shocked with a dog shock collar, jolts going through his neck, which I'm sure is great for his memory, 889 times on this show.
And you know what? This isn't fair because you're not counting all the times that I play with shock collars outside of work.
Yeah, we didn't count those ones.
You don't even want to know. I mean, I might as well be doing some other fun substance instead of this to lose brain cells.
I mean, for the math already, roughly, you have to have over 1,000.
What is it?
Shots.
Leaves us with the queen of the collar, none other. Then the slippery chicken chaser herself, Brooke Fox, taking 1,107 electric kisses to the throat.
Congrats, Brooke!
And everybody wants a speech right now. Let's get some music. Brooke, floor is yours. What do you have to say about this momentous achievement in your life?
Wow, I never thought I'd be here, and I definitely couldn't have done it without you idiots.
I feel like you really couldn't have.
Yeah, and
doesn't it mean you got all the questions wrong on your own?
I did, and the reason is because I keep getting dumber the longer I'm on this show.
Yes.
So longevity does not actually equal wisdom, always, kids.
Well,
so thank you.
Yay!
She said
thank you. That's what we were looking for.
Let's get her another one.
I can't wait to celebrate 2,500 more shocks with you going forward for the next 20 years.
Why do I feel defeated?
I'm just saying, you're never going to forget where you were when you heard the 2,500th shock collar question of the day. Just remember this moment in your life as we send it over to Digital Jake.
Cap or no cap.
Yes.
It's a trivia game that's captured the hearts and minds of an entire nation.
Really?
Not this nation.
There's one out there.
But a nation.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Probably. Just think, there may be a whole country of people with a very low average IQ and no freedoms or human rights whatsoever.
Okay. I bet.
Who absolutely love you guys. And you should be proud of that.
Wow. Shout out.
Should we do something to help them?
This is their La Resistance.
We're doing enough.
To honor that purely hypothetical place where you're all loved and respected, we're going to play another edition of Cap or No Cap.
Wow.
That stung worse than Brooke's speech.
It did.
We're starting with Jeff.
Down day.
Jeffrey,
Apple has a smoking ban on their computers, so if you smoke while using one, your warranty is void. Cap or no cap?
Jeffrey, always read every word of the user agreement.
Always, of course.
So you should know this.
You have all the Apple products, but no smoking, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad for that combination.
Not a smoker.
It makes sense why they would.
It's such a specific fact
Yeah, but if you're indoors smoking, like, the film that collects is so disgusting. Mm-hmm. It is so gross.
I feel like this would be on TikTok, though. Like, people doing it to show it.
Especially, like, sick vape clouds and stuff.
Well, yeah, when you think back to who the cool kids are, it's always... The Apple is the cool brand.
Yes. Yes.
And Microsoft is the uptight, you know, nerdy brand. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the cool kids would be smoking.
No, and where cloud cool comes from?
I agree.
Cool kids do not smoke.
Oh, they vape, sorry. So they vape around their Apple products. I think that's cap.
Jeffrey said cap, and that's no cap.
Come on.
Also, if you spill a whole Diet Coke on your keyboard, your warranty is also voided. I've done that.
Well, you found that out personally.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, okay. You don't tell them you did that.
No, yeah, I was just, they opened it up. I was like, oh, what's all that doing in there? That's crazy. Alexis, because the sun in Hawaii is so consistent, it only takes 2 to 3 weeks to grow a pineapple. Cap or no cap?
Ooh. Wow, that's really fast.
Oh, I miss Hawaii.
It's really fast. But there's never been a pineapple shortage, has there? Like, there's always pineapples.
Need a week.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like there's always pineapples.
Yeah, give us 2 days. We'll be right back.
Is that the only place they grow?
No, they grow all over the equator. I mean, like, around that same belt.
The equator.
Okay, the equator. If they're not everywhere, I feel like they have to grow fast to keep up. So I'm going to say that's no cap, Jake.
Alexis says no cap. And that's cap.
Really?
It actually takes 2 to 3 years to produce a pineapple.
Whoa. Yeah. That sucks.
That sucks.
Jeff and Alexis both got it wrong. It's over to Brooke.
All right.
Brooke, researchers actually found that rats laugh when they are tickled.
Oh.
Cap or no cap?
I feel like a rat wouldn't have a cute giggle. It would have like an evil laugh.
And give me that cheese.
And a mustache somehow.
Yeah.
Like a long one.
That
it would twirl. I'm going to say that that's no cap.
Brooke said no cap.
She's right.
And that's no cap.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Scientists be able to get rats to laugh when tickling them, and then rats even chase them after in a playful manner sometimes, too. Wanting more tickles.
Ratatouille.
So cute.
Finally, let's go over to Jose.
Okay.
Banana peels are technically not fully biodegradable. Cap or no cap?
What?
Huh. Interesting.
Well, I would think the sticker on them, Jake. But
non-sticker.
Actually, those are because I accidentally ate one once. And not on a banana,
on an apple. I've done it too.
And you Google it, and they're actually edible because they, you know.
Because idiots
somebody,
like you
yeah,
guys.
Idiots like me, Alexis.
Got it.
But you literally can watch a banana, like, degrade in front of your eyes within weeks.
I think this is cap, Jake. You're capping right now.
Jose said cap. That's cap.
Yeah!
It takes a while, 2 years for them to fully decompose, but they do fully decompose.
See, they bruise in
That's
like an
why
hour.
You should not throw them out your car window. They will be there for 2 years,
What
guys.
If you're playing Mario Kart?
Exactly, Jake.
Never thought about that, did you, Brooke? Brooke and Jose, you guys get to choose who gets shocked today.
Oh, I think Alexis needs it. She needs to up her shock numbers, you know?
A lot. Oh, yeah, and she needs to up her shocks.
She needs to catch up here.
Thanks, Jeff, for reading off the numbers.
She's got years to catch up on.
We're going
to
pick her a lot now.
The 2,500th shock caller will go to Alexis Fuller.
Honor.
And you'll be singing Industry Baby by Lil Nas X while you do it.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Brooke, you didn't even give me a chance.
Now I remember.
She wanted to go on.
Now I remember why we don't give her the shot caller that often.
Wow.
That's your 2,500 shot caller question of the day.
Yay,
the phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
When you want to secretly eavesdrop on someone else's conversation, the saying is, oh, if I could just be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But then again, you're still a fly.
Yeah, and they're gross.
Yeah, so now you got this
true.
Weird, hairy body with like 8 giant bulging eyes.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly you're constantly attracted to rotten garbage
gross.
And poop.
Yeah. And then you throw up on it to like break it up and then eat it.
Why can't I stop landing on it over and over? I mean, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
Well, one guy on the phone figured out how to actually be in the room at his 20-year high school reunion while remaining completely invisible to all his former classmates.
Whoa.
Is it Harry Potter?
It's none of that. You're going to hear how he pulled that feat off when he shares in a brand new mass speaker at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
We got a text to 78592 that says, restaurant owner here. Ooh. We 100% made up all the calorie counts on the menu.
Wait a minute.
No clue if they're even close,
no
but
way.
Hey, it works.
Oh, that no. checks out. I don't blame him for that.
Somebody is just looking down at their gut right now saying, damn it. Yeah. I knew that deep fried chicken and french fry bowl had more than 60 calories in it.
60?
Well, today.
No sugar, too? Wow.
We have a guy who wants to confess about his so bucket funny. Of tasty deep fried lies. He's Ooh. Chosen to go by Ron. That's oh. his fake name. Ron, nice. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You're making me hungry over there. I don't know if it's you, Jeffrey, or you.
Yeah, all that food talk already out of the gate.
Yeah.
I'm also questioning every, like, nutritional fact table I've ever watched now.
Well, we are hungry for some confessions today, Ron. Ooh. So voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear yours.
Well, it's been eating at me, and I feel like it's time to come clean.
I appreciate okay. a man who stays on theme. Thank yep. you.
You bet. So I recently had my class reunion, which is 20 years coming up, which that alone is enough to lie about.
Wow.
How was high school for you? Is it something you look back on fondly or not so much?
I was kind of in the middle ground. I kind of fit in, you know, people kind of knew who I was. So, you know, I'm mixed in the crowd, which is fine.
Okay.
But what I'm confessing is I fell into some pretty good success right out of high school. So I started my own business.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Huh. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Nice.
Sometimes that's the best time to go back to your high school reunion to be like, look what a big success I was.
Yeah.
And you fly yeah. your helicopter in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I figured if I show up and my head is swollen so big, you know, it'd be hard to fit in the door. So I got to go easy.
Yeah, good yeah. man. Stay humble.
You're right, right. Well, yeah, so after that, I had my first company and went very well. And then I sold that company. And when I did, it made a lot of local news where I went to high school.
Okay.
And sure enough, a lot of my old classmates start chiming in saying, hey, about this business thing.
Oh, like people wanting to get in on your bandwagon, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of more the idea of like, hey, I need a new set of tires. Is there any way you can maybe like kind of help me out with that?
Oh, not free stuff.
Hey, not I need a job.
I lent you a pencil for that test back in 11th
yeah.
grade.
Why don't you use that pencil to write a check for me?
Yeah.
So it's like opposite of Jeffrey's experience in high school, where everyone's just rich, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, what, you're worried that if you go back to your reunion, then everyone's going to try and freeload off you?
That was kind of my thing. I think it's just because I went through all of that already, and it's kind of had to put up some kind of walls and things like that. But I still want to meet with, you know, people that I grew up with.
Okay.
So I decided, well, every year, you know, we have a different team of custodians who go in and tend to the lockers, tend to the floors and all of that things. Sure. I thought, what if I dress up as a custodian and just kind of nonchalantly implant myself into my reunion in the gym?
So you're just now spying on people. I'm dressed as a custodian. Let me tell you.
This is cool. This is like that show Undercover Billionaire or Millionaire or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy to me a little bit. Like, you don't even get to talk to people and hang out with them. Just, don't you think someone will...
No.
Someone will recognize who you are. You went to school together.
Well, yeah, I had to make sure that they wouldn't recognize me because I bought a wig.
Oh.
I bought some very thick glasses.
Oh.
Feels like an insult every time someone says that to me. Yeah. But okay. Yeah.
Still not bigger than bricks.
Do you feel like it worked?
I think for the most part it kind of did, but then I would kind of like realize that I am, like you said before, I'm kind of creeping in. I'm like listening to people like eavesdropping.
He's just loudly, hey, what'd you guys think of that Ron guy from 20 years ago? Just mopping the floor, by the way.
Why are you mopping in the middle of the reunion?
So weird.
Like, why am I drinking from the punch bowl?
Yeah. Like, is the janitor getting drunk?
What did you leave feeling like? I feel like you'd leave, like, what was the point?
When I first got there, I felt like, all right, I'm doing it. I'm getting away with it.
Right. And a little adrenaline.
As soon as I went in, I'm just like, what am I doing?
Yeah. You've committed at that point.
I did kind of toss it out there. There's an old classmate of mine was, they're just kind of mingling. And I say, well, you know, I started here probably, I'm guessing maybe right around when you guys were about to graduate. I remember this one guy, Ron.
Oh, you did do
you
it.
Did that?
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
He was such a smart, handsome boy. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
What a very good guy. Yeah. Yeah, but I kind of played it off like, wait, what happened to that guy? And it was interesting to hear kind of the group. I wouldn't say it wasn't bad, which is great. But it was the idea of like, oh, I think he sold like some businesses. I think he made a whole bunch of money. I'm not sure what he's doing. And one guy chimed in. It was almost like that game of telephone back in the day, how you tell somebody one thing or whatever it is.
It gets twisted.
Right.
But yeah, guy's like, I think he has a private island somewhere. Like, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we're getting real rumors.
I hear he is Jeff Bezos today.
Yeah. And I asked him for $40 for a set of new tires. Yeah. He wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah. What a
jerk. I mean, that's a big undertaking. Do you feel like overall you got what you wanted out of the night?
I think I did, just for the, I guess, to remain anonymous, but I should have just gone in and just said hi to my old friends, you know? I don't know. I think it went a little too much. So that's why I feel like I had to come clean.
I feel like if I tried to do this, people would just be like, oh, Jose, we knew you'd be a janitor.
Yeah, I knew
that radio show wasn't going to last.
I probably wouldn't share your undercover story with your friends, though. You know, it's going to make the 30th super awkward.
They're going to question all the janitors now.
That being said, we have been looking to renovate our studios here, and we're looking for about $50,000. So.
Oh, great. Well, I still have the custodian thing. I'll clean it right up for you guys, too.
That's a start. Text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. You want to get it off your chest. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today, we call a restaurant employee who was put in charge while the manager is out.
Oh, I love these ones.
And he's about to receive the most awkward phone call he's ever going to get in his entire life.
Because
it took us a while to brainstorm thinking, what would be the most cringeworthy thing that you could say to someone where they still have to stay on the phone with you? And I think we finally figured it out. You have to hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
It's Fine Dining, Mr. Jared.
Hey there, Jared. Are you the manager?
No, I'm not the manager, but I'm in charge right now. What can I help you with?
Oh, okay. Well, this is pretty exciting times for my family. So I was hoping you can help me out here.
Oh, okay. Are you looking for a reservation?
Well, I already have one for tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It should be under the last name Phlegm. Oh. As in the mucus, party of eight.
Reservation for Phlegm?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, I confirm that party of Phlegm is for 8 at 6 o'clock.
Wonderful. Okay, so I do need to add something to your notes, if that's possible, for the Phlegm party.
Absolutely.
Sorry, excuse me. I had something in my throat there. Hello?
Yeah, hello. You have something to add to the reservation?
Oh, yeah, right. It's a special occasion. My sister is pregnant for the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you. She's going to announce it to the whole family at the restaurant.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a big surprise. So don't ruin it, Jared.
No, I won't.
I know where you work, pal. You don't want phlegm all over you.
Okay,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
So do you need us to add any kind of special dessert or anything with the meal?
Well, whatever you guys want to do, it just has to be a big deal, okay? I can't believe I'm going to be a father. Holy cannoli.
Excuse me?
No, I said you can do whatever you want with the dessert and stuff. It's going to be great. Right.
Yeah. We'll definitely make sure we take care of something for your, you said your sister.
Right. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant, yes.
Yeah, best news ever. People are going to flip out when they learn. My mom might even have a conniption fit.
Right. So, I'm sorry. I thought I heard something about you being the father.
Yeah, that's right. So, now let's talk about appetizers. Do you have mozzarella sticks there? That's good?
Yeah, we have mozzarella sticks.
Great.
Like, I'm sorry, I need to... Now, just give me a minute here.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You got some phlegm in your throat?
No.
That's what happens with the phlegm fam.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. This is different. We haven't had... A brother and a sister.
Oh, you know, I know what we should do for dessert. We should have 8 cupcakes.
8, okay?
Yeah, and 4 say bro, and 4 say sis.
And 4 say what?
Sis. S-I-S. Bro and sis.
Right. My God.
Oh, would you rather just putting it on one big cake, bro and sis?
I don't even know what to say.
Well, we can write in frosting, expecting the unexpected.
You could definitely...
You okay?
Yeah, you know what? I got a little phlegm.
That happens.
It's just very, very unexpected.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure, you want to make sure you put down surprise, big bold letters, because my mom and dad don't know anything about this yet.
Well, they're going to be so surprised.
Oh, I know. It's great. And my grandma Shirley could have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
She'll be so happy.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. She's been wanting my sister to get pregnant for years.
And you took care of that?
Well, she did it.
I don't even know what you mean, and I'm sorry that I asked the question.
Sorry. I'm just overjoyed. But, actually, can I add 2 more people to the reservation, please? Could you put Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning?
Well, Brooke and...
Yeah, Brooke and Jeffrey. They're not brother-sister, but they are the ones behind this phone tap.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's a prank phone call. It's not real.
Oh, my God. Dude, holy shit. Yeah,
my real name is... You're welcome.
I'm very weirded out.
Yeah, that was the goal. Your brother Hunter set you up for a prank. My name is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, man. Yeah, don't worry, man. The Phlegm family isn't coming to do a baby announcement today.
Oh, my God, the Phlegm. Phlegm family, disgusting.
We're really tight knit.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
It happens in movies and reality TV shows all the time.
What's up?
People meddling in the dating lives of their other friends.
Oh yeah.
It happens in real life all the time. Uh-huh.
Is it okay to do that? Because if it is, then Brooke, after this is over, Alexis says she has some thoughts on your current situationship with the guy that you live with.
Situation.
Just if you're open to them.
It's, yeah. It's a marriage, Alexis.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
She's putting labels on it already. All right. Wow. But Brooke's life aside, we are about to do some love life meddling today. Because one of our listeners swears she has a really, really good reason she needs to stop her close friend from going out on a blind date.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. And she wants our help to block it.
I don't know.
I know you're skeptical, but you might be on her side when you hear why in a brand new Awkward Tuesday phone call next.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
As an adult, going out with high schoolers, bad idea.
Terrible idea. Like, couldn't get worse.
That's what I said. Bad idea.
You said it so nonchalantly, though.
What about going out with people you knew from back when you were in high school? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course, Jeff. Okay. That is totally different.
Well, one of our listeners, Carrie, says absolutely not.
What?
Terrible, horrible idea to date your old high school classmate. And apparently, that's why she needs our help today. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
It sounds like high school drama still following you right into adulthood, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. And let me just specify, I'm not opposed to other people dating people that they knew in high school, but not my friend Justin.
Oh, just Justin. So it's not even other people from your high school. It's just Justin. Okay, ew.
This is a special case. What's going on with Justin?
Okay, so Jess and I are friends. We've been friends, like you said, since high school. We're now in our late 20s.
Okay.
And the other day, he told me, hey, I'm going on a date. It's crazy. You can't even imagine who I'm going on a date with. And it turns out to be this girl we knew in high school, Catalina Valdean.
Not Catalina.
Drama.
Why is
that? We don't know
anything
about her. What's with Catalina?
Well, she was the awkward girl. She was, like, kind of, like, science geeky.
Are you still bullying the
awkward girl in high school? Aren't we over that?
No. Like, she knew she was awkward. She was like the awkward, smart, science-y girl. Listen, I was a little awkward. It's just I was able to play it off better than she was.
Yikes.
I mean, Brooke, you must have had somebody at your school who was like bad at handling their meth, and that was the awkward kid.
Yeah. Why aren't you better at chemistry? Yeah. I mean, that was our chemistry class. I mean, in the trailer out back.
So is that that's school. Bad news that your friend might be going out with your awkward kid from high school?
Well, I'm going to give you a little more backstory before I tell you why that's bad.
Okay. Go ahead.
He got hooked up through another friend of ours from high school who was connected. She had a crush on him from high school. Blah blah blah. Blah. So they like got each other's phone numbers. We're talking. He still has no clue what she looks like. No one could find her on social media.
Okay.
Well, I was curious, and I discovered that her parents got divorced, and she took her mom's maiden name. So I found her on social media under her maiden name.
Okay.
Oh, good snooping.
So why are you doing all this work? He's just going out on a date.
Because she's gorgeous. I mean, she's like Scarlett Johansson, Burton Brunette.
Oh, good for her.
That's
cool.
That's
great. That's amazing.
Why is it bad?
Yeah, generally that is great for her. I'm happy for her.
Are you though?
But here's the thing, guys. I don't want him to know, but I kind of have a thing for Justin. We've known each other for so long. It just a few years ago started. And I'm not ready for him to know. I need more time. Oh. But if he gets put in front of this girl, I have no chance.
And this is why it was good being nerdy or awkward in high school, because she actually has probably a cool personality, too.
Oh, you're not helping, Jose. I mean, you sounded petty, and I get why. You're jealous.
But you admit it.
That all makes sense now.
Yeah, I don't think I could compete.
Okay, you don't want Justin going out with the now pretty girl. Is Justin the type of guy that's into pretty women? Or is he...
Is there any guy that's not into pretty women? Well, yeah. Oh, sorry, no. Please, I'd prefer an ugly, stupid woman.
So wait, what do you want to do, though? Do you just finally want to tell him how you feel before he goes out with her?
No, I'm not ready for that. I need more time. But I just need to figure out how to convince him not to go out with her.
Oh,
so that you could just stay in this, like, nothing...
friend zone, but I have a crush on
you. I mean, this is tricky. Like, Alexis, what do you think about this situation, trying to stop your friend from going out with somebody hotter?
I don't know if it's the nicest thing to do, but I would do it probably myself, too. Yeah.
But wouldn't you just tell the guy that you like him?
Yeah.
Like, you're in your late 20s at this point.
You gotta shoot your shot.
Okay.
Right. How many decades have you been waiting?
Maybe she's waiting till he gets married and then divorced so that his confidence is so low he'll settle for anything. That could be a good strategy.
Oh, yeah.
What if he likes you, too, and you guys are both just living in this world of not telling each other?
Well, that's kind of why I feel like I need a little more time. Like, I haven't really tried to look for the signals and stuff like
this
that.
This is just like lighting the fire. Now you realize, he's not going to be single forever.
So you didn't fully like him until he found somebody hotter and smarter.
Classic high school.
Yeah, listen, let me say, like, he's dated other girls, and this is going to make me sound really superficial, but they didn't feel like competition to me. And so I don't think that I really realized it until, like, a woman came along that would totally blow me out of the water. I wouldn't have a chance.
Okay.
Now the gloves are coming off is happening.
She's out of your league.
What do you want our help doing then? Like, are we calling Justin and telling him not to go out with her?
Yeah. This is convincing Justin not to go out with her.
Okay. Without you telling him that you like him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ruin your friend's chances at a hot
That's our job, to come up with a way to convince Justin to cancel his date with the now gorgeous looking Catalina without letting her know that she's gorgeous.
Okay, listen, you don't have to keep rubbing in how gorgeous she is. I get that. Okay. I obviously know what I've seen her.
Okay.
I don't think you can be named Catalina without being absolutely dropped.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's really pretty.
Honestly, she's not gorgeous. She's just stunning. And we're going to convince Justin to not go out with her.
Could be bad stunning.
We'll give you a little bit of advice and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
If you're just joining us for this Awkward Tuesday phone call, it's a story that really speaks to my soul.
Does it?
Ooh. The awkward kid in high school who was maybe a little shy, did school plays and chess club, and during field trips, he would crawl underneath the seats on the bus and then pop up from below and say, "Guess who?" They were completely undateable back then.
Yeah, in high school. Yeah.
But a few years go by, and now they've matured. Mentally and physically.
I feel like you still do that bus thing if you're on a bus together.
Yeah, for real.
And that ugly duckling has grown into an undeniable bubbling cauldron of raw desire.
Whoa. That's a hot duckling.
Oh my God.
It's undeniable. And our listener, Carrie, she's not that person.
No.
She's actually kind of threatened by that person. That's why she wants our help to stop her friend Justin from going out with the awkward girl from high school who's now blossomed into the female me.
Oh.
Now, why? Why does she want to do that?
Could be Jeff.
Because, I mean, secretly she does have some feelings for Justin, but isn't ready to tell him that. Carrie, your goal is to convince him to not go out with her, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But how are we going to do that? I think Jose has an idea for you.
Yeah, so look, we kind of want him to just naturally not like her anymore and pass up on the date. We have to do the old-fashioned high school trick and start a rumor about her. Because you know what? What's that? I heard she made out with her brother.
What?
And it wasn't even that long ago.
Are you the one?
That's what I heard.
And the brother's review of the kiss was not good
either.
It was
not even a good kisser, Jeff.
Yeah,
that's what I heard
from her brother.
You two are the worst.
I mean, I think it would be effective, but that's a little mean.
Because that's gross.
You're going to have to play a little bit dirty to get what you want here.
Come on.
Brooke, what do you think, Brooke?
Okay, listen, I don't think it's about putting the hot girl down. I think it's about building him up. He doesn't even know this girl's hot. All you need to say is, listen, you are so hot. You're so beyond blind dates. Like, you're so above that. Then you tell him, I have the most gorgeous friend ever that I have to set you up with. She's funny. She's everything you've ever been looking for.
I like that.
I can't tell you who it is.
It's Brooke.
No.
She wants to go out with your guy.
Oh, God. More competition.
And then you drop it on him later when you're ready that the mysterious perfect woman is you.
Oh, wow, Brooke.
You want
to give him a puzzle
really
to solve.
Like, what if I, like, meet him at a restaurant? I'm the one that walks in. And then I have to deal with the potential rejection of him being like, what are you doing here?
All guy friends want to sleep with their girlfriends.
Wait a minute.
There's Brooke's advice. Just sleep around. All right.
That's
there
real
we go.
Advice.
Let's just give him a call. And we're going to let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call and try and convince him not to go out on his date.
We're here
for you. All right. We're dialing the number right now.
Okay.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Care Bear, what's going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm just killing some time before I have to go to work. What's up?
Oh, just wanted to chat, say hey. Did Billy get a hold of you?
Yeah. I assume you're talking about the blind date that I mentioned the other day.
No. I just meant about hanging out next weekend.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely do that.
But now that you mention it, are you still doing that? You still going to hang out with Catalina?
So. I mean, I'm very curious. I mean, he mentioned that Catalina's doing all kinds of neat things right now. And I don't know. I just figured, what the hell?
That's cool. This is kind of weird, but I kind of heard something really random recently about her, like a rumor.
A rumor? What are you talking about?
Okay, so I heard that she was at a party like a month ago and kind of made out with her brother.
What? Where did you hear this?
Yeah, I don't know. Just randomly.
Randomly? What?
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, blind dates are really weird, aren't they? Like, are you sure you really want on a blind date? I mean, you're so cool, and, like, you're good-looking, and do you really want to, like, go through the awkwardness of a blind date and all that?
Well, I mean, just a blind date. I'm not going to marry the girl. Just figured meet up for a cup of coffee and just talk, you know?
You know what? How about this? Like, I have a friend. She's awesome. She's great. She's super hot. What if I set you up with her instead?
You want to set me up on a blind date?
No, it's not a blind date because I've seen her and I know her well. But like, Catalina, no one has seen her. None of us have like talked to her in a long time. I mean, I guess you guys have been texting. That's something. But like, you know, I don't know. This might be better.
Well, tell me about this friend of yours.
I mean, she's just great. You know, like I think you'd really like her. You would totally get along. I know you guys have a lot in common, and I know 100% that she does not make out with her brother at parties.
Okay. I certainly hope not.
What? Because we're laughing too hard. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
What? Are you at a party or something? What's all that laughter
about? Yeah, this chick's making out with her brother. Yeah. What the heck?
I think we're kind of a party. We're a morning radio show, Justin, called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What? Jose's advice.
Yeah, I thought that was solid, though.
I was kind of kidding, but...
I
am so lost right now. Yeah, the hell?
Sorry.
You're on the radio now, man.
Okay.
We're doing a segment called An Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. Carrie reached out wanting a little bit of help to talk to you about your upcoming blind date with this girl. We're not so sure it's a good idea for you to go out with her.
Looking out for you
because of the brother thing, or
I mean, that's just one of many, many reasons.
It's rumors,
because Carrie,
not confirmed.
Carrie does have someone really cool that she wants to set you up with.
Carrie, what exactly is going on here? This is a little weird.
Okay, listen, Justin, I haven't been super honest with you. I have not been the best friend in the sense that I discovered Catalina's social media. And
wait, you found her social media? What does she look like?
That sound is probably all you need to know.
Just, new rumor coming in. I hear she looks like Oscar the Grouch. Yeah. Like a Muppet.
Whatever. Who cares what she looks like? You're not the type of guy that bases a relationship on looks, are you, Justin?
Jeff, come on.
Like I said, at the very least, we would just get a cup of coffee and catch up a little bit. It doesn't mean we go on a second date or anything.
Yeah, it starts with coffee drinking. Next thing you know, brothers are kissing.
What?
Stop. Okay, I don't feel like any of this is helping you guys.
Yeah, because you need to do the thing.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. I think this has become too much of an awkward quagmire for me not to say the thing that I have been trying to not say.
Say
the thing, Carrie.
What thing? What? I still don't know what the hell is going on here.
We have such a good connection, and I just kind of wondering if like maybe there's a mutual attraction beyond friendship between us.
There it is.
What do you think?
So you dragged me through a whole radio show to finally spill the beans here, Care Bear?
Maybe.
She was nervous.
Obviously, I realize now this is not the right way to do it. I just thought that like maybe we needed some more organic time to let it evolve. But then I saw Catalina and I would have no chance if you met her.
Don't say that.
Oh.
That is not true. Justin, don't you think that Carrie is amazing? Could you see something more between you two? Have you ever pictured
it? I wouldn't
it?
Have been friends with her for the last decade if I didn't think she was amazing. We've talked about this. You always, you know, undersell yourself.
See?
And to be perfectly honest, yeah, I think you kind of went about this the wrong way as to finally getting this out in the open. But hey, might make a great story for our first date.
Wait a second. So, Justin, you're into the idea of maybe going out with Carrie here?
Not a friend date, like a romantic date.
I wouldn't mind one bit.
Yay!
Really?
It sounds, Justin, like you have liked her for a long time.
To be perfectly honest, I have, yeah.
Aw, that's
oh, my God.
Sweet.
I was afraid that I was in the friend zone, but, you know, I just, you know, like you said, we've been friends for a long time. I didn't know how you felt, so I didn't want to, like, ruin a good thing. But...
Wow, so we've both kind of been idiots.
I in all of our years here, I never thought Brooke's advice of just sleep with all of your friends, what's the worst that could happen, would actually work.
Yay! Yeah, we gotta listen to Brooke.
Good job, Brooke.
How else are you gonna find out?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Remember when you were a kid and your parents asked, hey, you want to hear a story? Instantly, you jump up like, yeah!
Yeah, story, yay!
Oh, my God, yes, please, story time. I love you, Mommy. I love you, mailman with his shirt off.
Wait a minute, but, why is the mailman there?
You know, now that we're adults, that joyful curiosity is clearly gone. Because every week, I practically beg you guys to hear stories from the news. And I'll even tell you things like, oh, this half-shark, half-man creature emerged from the ocean and married a British royal and discovered the cure for every disease.
Oh,
you want to hear about it? And
y'all
roll your eyes and you're like, boo, I'm bored.
Have you ever thought about bringing a shirtless mailman along?
Brooke's right.
Now we're talking.
Well, maybe I should throw one into these next batch of stories. I'm just saying, I'd like to request you channel your inner child. Have that wonderment when we do a brand new Care or Don't Care.
Yay!
And I read you true, crazy stories that are happening in the actual world.
Only if you tuck me in as well.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll do it if you listen. Coming
All
up
right.
at 8:10. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Does anybody else think that cars should have two different horns? A mean one and a nice one.
Yeah. That's genius.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
They should do that. Yep. I mean, you certainly have two choices on this segment when I read you a catchy headline and you could say the mean thing or the nice thing. Care or don't care.
Beep, beep.
Wait, that was aggressive.
Yeah.
Harsh. Let's get into your first headline. How do you celebrate 72 years of marriage? Hint.
Whoa.
It's our pleasure.
What?
Care
what?
Or don't care.
Ew, I don't care. I don't want it to go there.
I want it to go there. Yeah. If you're doing 72 years of marriage and it's still happening, care.
True, care.
Look, you guys didn't get the hint, but
it'll
make sense here in a second.
Dang
I think
it.
We all hope for a long and happy marriage for Brooke and her husband, Michael.
Yes.
Of course we do.
Although the Vegas odds makers are saying different at this point. But I'll tell you this. They would have been wrong about Fred and Betty Abden, who live in Western Pennsylvania. And they just celebrated 72 years of marriage.
That is crazy.
And when you're with each other for that long, of course, you have to go somewhere special when you're going to celebrate.
For sure.
And that's why they chose none other than the local Chick-fil-A.
Still never been to one.
I mean, they got good nugs. I don't blame them.
Well, and apparently, the couple goes there every single Saturday, orders their favorite menu items at the drive-thru, and then finds a nice, quiet parking spot to enjoy their meal together.
Aww. They already do it every Saturday, and then they're just going to keep doing it for their anniversary?
Well, Brooke, it's their thing.
Oh, get over it. Come on.
Oh, no, wow. Hate
Brooke hating on the 72-year-old marriage. Amazing.
I mean,
they probably don't have a lot of money left. They've been retired for 50 years,
dude,
Brooke.
They do it every week. They have plenty of money, okay?
It is expensive there.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Well, for their 72nd anniversary, their sweet tradition did get an upgrade.
Oh, how?
Brooke,
I can't believe the attitude.
Yeah.
As special guests that day, Chick-fil-A treated the longtime lovebirds to a special lunch complete with a limousine escort from the senior center to the restaurant.
That's so cool.
They were even entertained by a singing quartet while they were sitting in their car. And they received a complimentary meal, which included Betty's favorite chocolate chunk cookies.
Okay.
This is sweet.
Brooke,
I love this.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Doubling down.
Take me in a limo to Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. I mean, keep going.
Okay. They were asked what's the secret to making their love last, and their answer, just like their weekly tradition, keep dating. Even when you're married for 70 years, do the things that kept you together.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Sure. Let's go to your next headline. Bottle service girl goes viral and she is not happy. Care or don't care.
What? I care.
She's not happy. Care.
I care.
A 26-year-old woman named Kat Bush works as a bottle service girl at a high-end establishment, and recently she blew up on TikTok because she does videos while she's on her shift, kind of like documenting the life and times of a bottle service girl.
Okay.
And one that she posted recently got hundreds of thousands of views. It starts with Kat at the beginning saying, $0 tip? No problem. She then walks up to the person that paid the tab.
Yeah.
And in front of everyone at the table, asks the customer, "Hi, sir, I see you didn't leave a tip. Is there anything I could improve on with the service that you feel like you could share with me?"
Okay.
Good question.
Why
well
is that not liked?
Too.
I think that that's a great way to handle it.
Yeah. I mean, it's purely acting out in front of the customer and everybody at the table to embarrass
them. I definitely think it's petty.
She says this has only happened to her a handful of times, and most customers will try and come up with an excuse for why they didn't leave a tip until ultimately they just cave and give her one.
Why is it happening so often to her?
Yeah, that's true.
This guy may actually have a legit reason.
Guys are just cheap.
Probably because she's filming TikTok videos the entire time. She's supposed to be serving them. They're like, no tip. She goes, worst case scenario, the customer will actually give you advice on how you could really improve your service.
Okay, that's actually constructive.
A lot of servers, though, commented on the video saying, absolutely do not do this. Do the opposite of what she's doing. The decision to tip is up to the customer.
True.
It's a bad look to be going up to the customers and confronting them on their style of eating.
It's a bad look to no tip.
You let karma get to them at that point.
Yeah, they have it built in.
Karma doesn't happen fast enough.
I am
sometimes.
The karma.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to your next headline. The worst driving test fail since Alexis went to the DMV.
Oh,
care or don't
care.
Okay,
we have to
someone worse than me.
And Jeff's never been to the DMV.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a license.
That's not true. I do.
He just doesn't carry
sure,
I printed it.
It
off the internet. It works. There's a 36-year-old guy named Delvin Goof who lives in Brampton, Ohio. Real name.
Mr. Goof.
He was highly stressed because he'd been practicing for months, and this was his very first time taking his driver's test.
Oh, that's very nerve-wracking.
So he took his car out, did his test, and when they came to a complete stop at the very end, the instructor gave him the bad news.
Uh-oh.
No.
He needed a score of 75, and he ended up getting a 74.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All that work.
According to the instructor, that news made Delvin irate.
Oh.
Uh-oh,
so he
rage.
Got out of the vehicle and yelled at the entire driving instructor staff, calling them horrific names, and even tossed in a couple vulgar hand motions for good measure.
Wow. Oh, man.
That doesn't feel like the Goof way, does
no.
it?
And then he got back into his car and attempted to speed through a pedestrian walkway, narrowly missing four people.
No. And don't have your license yet.
Proceeded to do a number of burnouts in the driving school parking lot.
What?
Actually pretty impressive. They should give him one.
When police showed up, Delvin was doing a reverse donut with his finger out the window.
What?
So he got arrested and charged with dangerous driving and stunt driving. Meanwhile, his vehicle got impounded.
Oh, he can stunt drive, but he can't parallel park.
Well, you know, it's hard. It's a different skill.
True, very true.
Interestingly enough, he's only been banned from the testing facility for 30 days.
Oh,
and then we'll see you when you
he
come
can
back,
come back
buddy.
And take his test again and try to pass.
Now that's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm back. So sorry about last time. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care.
Care.
How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. They all just sit in the dark and cry. That was care
don't
want care.
The light on.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's Box!
Adam from Bonnie Lake is on the phone to take you on, Brooke. He has 2 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie against you all time.
You've been on the show a lot.
And when we asked Adam what was his strategy when he won twice, he said he just knew the questions.
Oh, luck.
Okay.
Yeah, so how do you feel about the questions today, Adam? Do you think you know them?
I'm fairly confident.
Are you? All right. And Adam, why do you keep coming back?
I don't know. I kind of just like to put you down a little bit, I guess.
Oh. Hey,
well, that was,
right.
I'm going to say rude, but fine.
But you're a man of my heart, Adam, now.
All
so.
In a fun day, of course.
We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you do have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Sure am.
Good luck, man. Your time starts now. Country superstar Reba McEntire celebrates a birthday today. Is she in her 60s, 70s, or 80s?
We'll go 70s.
What's the largest joint in the body?
Half.
The rare and exotic liquor known as absinthe has what distinct color?
Green.
What type of bear is on the Canadian $2 coin?
A brown bear.
Which actress played the role of Rose in Titanic?
Oh, Kate Winslet.
What's Frosty the Snowman's nose made of?
A carrot?
He got her answers in. We're going to bring Brooke back in the studio. And I see on my phone screener, Adam, that you apparently took a trip recently with the family to Disney.
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, my God. What was your favorite ride?
Well, the toss-up between Rise of the Resistance and the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the new one.
One is the Star Wars thing, right?
Yeah, the Rise of the Resistance, hands down for me. The Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Oh, boy.
I didn't realize it was being dropped down a 23-floor elevator shaft. Yeah.
Several times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But now that we know he went to Disney, that's the reason he's calling in constantly to win Brooks' bucks.
Oh, he needs money?
He needs the money to pay for it.
Yeah, that's like one ice cream.
He pays for a family of four to skip that Rise of the Resistance line.
Adam wants us to add a zero to the end of the $100 if he wins. We'll see what we can do for you. But Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Country superstar Reba McEntire celebrates a birthday today. Is she in her 60s, 70s, or 80s?
70s.
What is the largest joint in the body?
Hip.
The rare and exotic liquor known as absinthe has what distinct color?
Green.
What type of bear is on the Canadian $2 coin?
I'm going to go grizzly.
Which actress played the role of Rose in Titanic?
What's her name? Pass.
What
Dang
is
it.
Frosty the Snowman's nose made of?
Coal.
Got our answers Dang. In, and we're going to go over to
the... button!
And too late Shoot. For that. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you did with Jose.
Kate Winslet! Here and pulls his shorts down.
Okay, let's try this again without Brooke screaming in anger. With Jose!
Comes up here and pulls his shorts down and defecated on our property.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah!
That was worth hearing. Sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Mad at myself.
Adam, you got 2 correct today.
Oh.
I'll take it.
So you didn't know all the answers.
Yeah.
But you did okay. And Brooke.
Yeah. Is it enough?
Was it enough? It was! Brooke only got 1
God,
correct!
Dang it.
She got 2 after the buzzer correct!
Congratulations! Your all-time record goes to 3-2-1
wow.
against Brooke.
I'm a happy
dang,
guy.
Dang, Adam. It is a bad day for me.
Oh, darn it, Brooke, and you knew those answers.
I know, it's just they weren't coming to me.
Oh. Well,
let's get all the answers here. Country superstar Reba McEntire has a birthday today. She's in her 60s, turning 67 today. Largest joint in the body is the knee joint.
Or the one in my pocket. The joint.
Really?
That's
bigger gotcha. Than your hip joint?
Wow. Yeah, apparently wow. the knee joint, yeah.
Big, like, kneecap on the end, I think.
No, I'm looking that up.
The rare and exotic liquor absinthe is green. Mm-hmm. That's why it's known as the Green Fairy.
Yeah.
The type of bear on the Canadian $2 coin is a polar bear, because Canada has the most polar bears in the world. Rose in Titanic was played by actress Kate Winslet.
Oh, too late, bro.
God, it makes me so mad at myself.
Frosty the Snowman has a button nose.
You sang the song in your head, huh? And then you got it.
So
and
mad.
Button nose.
So Adam,
I didn't like today.
But
Brooke.
Adam did, because not only does he get $100 just for playing, you also win a pair of tickets to see Louis Capaldi April 26th at the WAMU Theater. I've never been to the WAMU Theater, but if it's anything like the Shamu Theater, I would probably bring a poncho with you. All right, buddy?
All right.
There's just an orca swimming in the middle of the concert.
I'm going with no.
Most of the letters are the same, so I'm assuming the experience is as well.
Very similar.
All right,
it's
Jeff.
Sexy world.
You go. You report back to us. All right, Adam?
All right, we'll do.
I don't want to hear from you again, Adam. Don't ever call in.
You meant too much.
All right. We'll hear from you soon. Do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.